Okay, today we're doing Daf Nun Aleph Amud Bey, so we are going to try to Be'ezras Hashem finish the 7th parak and begin the 8th parak of Maseches Bracha. So last thing we did last time was about the 10 things that a Kol Shel Bracha needs. Maybe needs isn't the best word. 10 things that are ideal for a Kol Shel Bracha. Like, for example, to be Ma'ater a Kol Shel Bracha with Talmidim is probably not always doable. You need to have Talmidim and they've got to be willing to stand around. But still, the idea is that these are appropriate things for a Kol Shel Bracha. So one of the things that we mentioned was that you should send the Kol Shel Bracha to your wife because it is a source of bracha to drink from a Kol Shel Bracha, and you want to share good things with your wife, right? So the Gemara tells us a story along those lines. 5 lines from the top of Daf Nun Aleph and Beis. Last word on the line is Ula, and that's the word we're up to. Ula ikla lebe Rav Nachman. Ula went to Rav Nachman's house. Karach rifta, baruch birchas mazona. So they had a meal and they benched. Yavle kosa de brachas le Rav Nachman. They gave the Kol Shel Bracha to Rav Nachman. I think that you should give the Kol Shel Bracha to Yalta. She's going to want to drink from it. Because after all, a Kol Shel Bracha is a great source of blessing, and you're supposed to give that great source of blessing to your wife. So let's give it to Yalta. Amrlei, so he said, Ula said to Rav Nachman, Hachi Amr Rav Yochanan. No, don't you know what Rav Yochanan taught? Ein pri bitno shel isha misparech, ela mi pri bitno shel ish, that whatever blessing is going to come from a woman's belly is only going to happen if it originates in the man's belly, meaning that the Kol Shel Bracha will not be so important for her. What's more important is that her husband experience the bracha, and then he will transfer it over to her, and she will have, they will have wonderful children. But it's got to start with the man. It doesn't go to the woman. Shenamar, how do I know this? Because it's a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Uvarech pri bitnecha." It says, "Pri bitna lo namar." It doesn't say her pri beten ela pri bitnecha. His. So you see, the bracha has to start with the man. The man's the one that should drink from the Kol Shel Bracha. No sense in giving it to the woman. And it's not only a statement of Rabbi Yochanan, the Amora, early Amora, but the Amora who says is we actually have this in a brisa, that there's no sense in having the woman have the bracha because it originates from the man anyway. Tanya Nami Achia, brisa says this way. Rabbi Nassan Omer Minayin Shein Pri Bitno Shalisha Misbarech Elimi Pri Bitno Shalish. Rabbi Nassan says, how do I know that the Pri Betan of a woman is only blessed through the Pri Betan of a man? Shenema Ruvarech Pri Bitnecha Pri Bitno Lo Nemer Ella Pre-bitnecha. So Bryce says exactly the same thing, but the bottom line is that that there's no sense in giving it to the woman. So basically, they had suggested, Rav Nachman had suggested, let's give this Kol Shel Bracha to Yalta, because it's the right thing to do to give it to your wife. Ula said, no, let's not. They ended up not sending the Kol Shel Bracha to Yalta. How do you think that made Yalta feel? Exactly, very good. Adahachi Shama Yalta Kama Biziara. Yalta heard about this whole conversation and she got up in anger, says Rashi, Amda Bikaas. She got up in anger, and what did she do? Va'olsa lebechamra, she went to the wine cellar, Vitavra Dalid Meya Duni Dechamra, and she broke 400 jugs of wine. She was none too happy with this decision not to send her a Kol Shel Bracha. Asks the Marsha, OMG, that is crazy. Who does that? 400 jugs of wine? Says the Marsha, no, what she was doing was making a statement that she could care less about wine. You want to know how little I care about wine? I'll pour out 400 jugs of wine. It doesn't mean anything to me. What I'm upset about is I'm missing out on the bracha. The bracha is what matters to me. The wine, the money, it means nothing to me. The bracha is what matters to me. Anyway, Amalei Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said, maybe we should try to correct this. You know, didn't want to sleep on the couch that night. So, Nishal Amar Kosa Achrina. Let's send her another kos. Meaning, take from the bottle that we were drinking from. We already drank up the Kol Shel Bracha, so that's lost. But let's send her another kos from the same bottle. So, Shalachla, they sent her, and they told her that whatever comes from the same bottle as the Kol Shel Bracha is like the Kol Shel Bracha. So don't worry, it's like I'm sharing with you Kol Shel Bracha, even though it wasn't really, it was just from the same bottle of the Koshal Bracha. Shalchale, she sent back to him, Mimahadure Mili Umis Martute Kalmi, which is slang for stop patronizing me and talking to me like I'm a child. I know better than that. I know that this is not Koshal Bracha. What the slang actually means, Rashi says, it means that people who walk around in the city say a lot of words. People who whose clothing is worn out attract a lot of lice. But the bottom line, meaning what she's trying to say, is just because you're saying more words, it doesn't mean it's making me feel any better. All these words you're saying, I see right through it. It's a joke. It's not true. So main point number one, Yalta was upset when they didn't share the Koshal Bracha, because they believed that all bracha comes through the man. Omer Rav Asi, Ein Masichna al Kos Shel Bracha. We do not speak on a Kos Shel Bracha. What does that mean, we don't speak on a Kos Shel Bracha? Rashi says, from the moment you pick up the Kos in your hand, you should not speak. You should go straight into saying Kiddush, Havdalah, whatever it is. Kos Shel Bracha is, you pick it up, you do not speak and distract yourself. Says Tosfos, second line on the page, V'hu Adin HaMesubin She'ein Rasha'en LaSiach. Whoever's making Kiddush in your house, your father picks up the Kiddush cup to say Kiddush, you should stop speaking the second he picks up the cup. It's not only the Mevarech who needs to be focused from the moment he picks up the cup, it is the Mesubin as well that need to be focused from the moment they pick up the cup. Even though if you were to speak at that time, it wouldn't ruin your Kiddush, it wouldn't, you'd still be Yotzei, it's just not right. Right? You just shouldn't speak at that time. Vam Ravasi. Ravasi also says, Ein Mevarchen al Kos Shel Peronos. We don't say a bracha on a kos of suffering and bad things. My Kos Shel Peronos. What is a kos of suffering? Where do you buy that? Right? What makes something a kos of suffering? Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Kosheni. The second cup. Second cup of wine, that's your suffering cup. Why? What?
I don't know.
What did you say?
You get drunk and like cry something.
You know when you know what gets you even more drunk than the second cup of wine?
The
third cup of wine. But for some reason the second cup of wine is the issue. So what is going on? Says Rashi, Kos Sheni Shehu Shel Zugos. What are Zugos?
Partners.
Partners or pairs. Things that come in twos. Va'omer al Shulchano Vishasi Zugos? Nizok al yidei shedim. There is some mystical force that when you have things in pairs, you have things in twos, it will cause damage from demons. So we should modify Rabbi Kamenetsky's Rosh Chodesh announcement. It should not be, do not take a second donut because you are violating the Yisrael rights of stealing. It should be, do not take a second donut because the demons will be after you. When one does things in twos, in pairs, it causes the Shadim to come. Zugos. This comes up in the 10th parak of Maseches Pesachim. Why does this come up in the 10th parak of Maseches Pesachim?
Four cups of wine.
Four cups of wine. Very good. How can we have four cups? It's Zugos.
Yeah,
so,
two is not.
No, any multiple of two. You got to have an odd number. So the truth is, we're not makbid for these things. Man de lo kapid lo kapdin alei. We're not those who aren't interested in these things, don't care about these things. It's considered not to affect us. And also, the mitzvah of talakosis protects us. Anyway, Tani Ram Yachi. If you drink doubles, you should not say a bracha because you're supposed to. Say a bracha with nice and good things and not with terrible things. Amar Rabbi Yevova Amri Lab Masnisa Tana Ha'ochel Mahalich Mivarech Mu'umal. If you are eating while walking, while moving, stop to say the bracha. Stand to say the bracha. Omed sometimes means Omed as opposed to Yoshev, and sometimes it means Omed as opposed to Holech, meaning Omed could mean stand up or it could mean stay still. Over here we're saying, stay still. Ukshu ochel mu'umad mevarich miyushav. When you eat standing up, over here it means standing, you should say the bracha, sitting. Ukshu meisav yochel, when you lean and eat, yoshev mevarich, sit up and say the bracha. V'hilchasa bekulu, yoshev mevarich. No matter how you're eating, you should sit and bench. Tosos says there's a remes to this. You know, the pasuk says v'achalta v'savata uverachta. So Tosos says v'savata could be broken up into two words: v'shev eis, sit at the right time, uverachta, at the right time for berachas hamazon. You should sit for berachas hamazon. So Tosos puts on his chasidish rebbe shtreimel for a minute and darshins v'savata uverachta.
How did he change asa?
Yeah, it's a remes. It's a remes. Last Rashi in this perek, what does Rashi say? V'hilchasa b'kulu yoshev u'mavarech. That you should always sit and bench, says the Maritz Chayis on that Rashi. Shkoyach Rashi. We already know this because the last words in the perek are in the Gemara. V'hilchasa b'kulu yoshev u'mavarech. Maritz Chayis doesn't answer. He says, I don't know what Rashi is adding in that last Rashi.
Well, sometimes even when the Gemara says hilchasa, we don't always follow it.
Okay, maybe. Hadrat Allah, okay, could be. Hadrat Allah Shlosh Shachlu, we now begin the eighth parak of Masechet Brachos. The eighth parak begins with a Mishnah that's going to have eight machlokos between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, relating mostly to Seuda, but to some other things as well. Eilu Dvarim Shemim Beis Shammai Beis Hillel B'Seuda. The following things are the machlokos between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel when it comes to Seuda, so let's keep count. Number one, Beis Shammai Omrim Mevarech Aliyom V'Achar Kach Mevarech Aliyayin. In Kiddush, there are two blessings. There is the Bar Priya Gafen blessing, and there is their blessing about the holiness of the day. So Beis Shammai says, which one comes first? The blessing of the day, and then the blessing on the wine. Ubeis Hillel says, no. Mevarech al yayin v'achar kach mevarech al yom. You bless the wine, then you bless the day. Which one do we do?
Yayin and then.
We bless the wine, then the day. But wait, when you start Kiddush, you start with Bar Priya Gafen on Friday night?
Yom HaShishi.
Yom HaShishi, what's all that about then?
It's not a bracha.
That's not a bracha. Those are just psukim. Those are just like psukim to get you in the mood. You know, Yom HaShishi, Ve'chosh Memar Tzachal Tzor, they tell you about, you know, this is a special day, it's Shabbos. So very similar to what? Where else do we have psukim before we get into Havdalah, right? Hinei Kel Yishrosi, love, 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 whatever, all those psukim are just psukim to get you in the mood, but they're not the actual Havdalah. For example, if someone is talking or something comes up in the middle of those psukim, you could stop and address whatever happens and then go back to your Havdalah. It's not a Havsik in Havdalah. Havdalah hasn't started. For example, this past Motzai Shabbos, in my house, I said, Hinei Kel Yishrosi, and then I realized that Rabbi Cohn was there. And why would I say Havdalah if Rabbi Cohn is in my house? He says a much awesomer Havdalah than I do. So I stopped, and he said Havdalah, and the psukim were even more cheerful when he said them than they are when I say them. So it was great. Okay, so that is machlokas number one. Machlokas number two, Beis Shammai Omrim, Notun Liyadayim V'Achar Kach Mozgin Es HaKos. You wash and then you pour your kos. You pour the kos and then you wash your hands. Good. This is talking about wine for before the meal, Rashi says. Not talking about Mayim Achronim, which we'll talk about soon. Number three. You dry your hands with a towel. And put the towel on the table. Yisrael says, no, don't put it on the table, your wet towel. Put it on a cushion, on a chair or something. Number four, Beis Shammai Omer, Mechabdin es habayis v'achar kach notun liyadayim. Sweep up the crumbs from the mess that you made while you ate, and then wash mayim achronim. Ubeis Shammai Omer, notun liyadayim v'achar kach mechabdin es habayis. That first you wash mayim achronim, and then you sweep up your mess. Number five, Beis Shammai Omer, ner umazon b'samim v'avdala. If a person has only one kos on Motzai Shabbos, and he has to bench for Shalosh Shudas, and he needs to say Avdalah, the order of the brachos should be Ner, which is what bracha?
Bar Maresh.
Well, we'll see, that's a machlokas too in this Mishnah. Umazon, Birch Samazon, Bisamim, and then Avdalah. Ubeisil Omrim, Beisil says Ner Ubisamim, Mazon, Vahavdalah. Machlokas number 6. Beis Shammai Omrim, Shabara Ma'or Ha'esh. Singular. God created the light of fire. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, Borei Ma'orei Ha'esh. The ongoing creator of the lights of fire. Not that once created the light of fire, but is ongoing creating the lights of fire. Well, we'll see. We'll see in the Gemara what this is really all about. We will see, Be'ezrat Hashem. Before we get to Machlokes number 7, the Mishnah just mentions a few other halachos relating to Havdalah. Ein mevarchen lo ala ner v'lo ala besamim shel akum, v'lo ala ner v'lo ala besamim shel mesim, v'lo ala ner v'lo ala besamim shel avodah zarah. One should not recite a bracha on the candle or the besamim of people who worship avodah zarah, of a dead person, meaning that is reserved for the dead body, for we'll see in the Gemara what that's about, or that's designated for avodah zarah use. Vein mevarchen al ner achios alaro. Another halacha: you should only say a bracha on the candle once you benefit from the light. That's why people hold their fingernails up to the light to benefit from the light and see.
But we do that after, so
let's see. We'll have to wait for the Gemara for all this stuff. Did we do main points over here?
We only have one main point.
Okay. So main point number 2, let's say 8 machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. That's Suda. And then number 3 would be can't say a bracha on besamim or neros of on besamim or candles of akum, mace, or avodah zarah. Can't say a bracha on candles or besamim of akum, of a mace, or of avodah zarah. Machlokas number 7. Misha achal v'shachach v'lo birech. If a person ate, forgot, didn't bench, now he is somewhere else. He had breakfast, he had a bagel, and now he's in the middle of shir. And he realizes he didn't bench. Beshamei omrim yachzor l'makom av yivarech. Go back to where you ate and bench. If Andre will let you in, go back to where you ate and bench, says Beshamei. Ubeisil omrim, what?
Number 7?
Yeah. Ubeisil omrim yivarech b'makom shenizkar. Just bench in the place that you remember. Va'ad masay mevarech. Until when can you still bench? Ad k'dei sheyis'akel ha'mazon shebemeyav. Until you've digested the food in your stomach. We'll see in the Gemara what that means exactly. Number 8. Bala and yayin achar amazon. If wine comes after the meal, imeinchom elos akos, if that's your only cup of wine, beishami omrim varech al yayin v'achar kach varech al amazon. Make a brach on the wine and then birch samazon. Beisil omrim varech al amazon v'achar kach varech al yayin. The reverse. And then a final halacha, not related to beisham beisil el, v'onin amein achar yisrael hamevarech. If you hear a Jew say a bracha, even if you have not heard every single word of that bracha, you say amen. If you hear a kuti say a bracha, do not say amen unless you heard every word of the bracha, because you do not know for sure that it started with the words Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. It may have been Baruch atah somebody else. So you want to make sure that you hear the whole bracha before you answer amen. To a kuti's bracha, what? That's a good question. They must have been easily identifiable. Or maybe you just... I don't know. Uniforms. Okay, maybe. Tana Rabbanan, we have a brisa. So this brisa is just going to explain the first machlokas. First machlokas Bisham Bisil was
Yom Kos.
Good. Baruch Priya Gafin or the Brach on the day? Which one comes first? So, Tan Rabbanan. Tvarim Shabbat Misham Bisil Besuda. The first matter of dispute between Misham Bisil about a Suda was Misham Yom Varech Al Yom Varech Al Yom Varech Al Yayin. That first you say a Brach on the day, then the wine. Shai, and here's why. Two reasons. Number one, Shai Yom Gorem Li Yayin Shayavam. You only bring the wine to the table because it's a special day. You wouldn't be needing to say Kiddush if it were not a special day. So that's the only reason you bring the wine to the table. And number two, Kvar Kiddush Hayom V'Adayin Yayin Laba. Chronologically, it became a special day before there was wine in front of you. Shabbos began, or Yom Tov began, before there was wine in front of you. So the Yom was there first. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel says, I got two reasons also. Mivarich Al Yayin V'Achar Kach Mivarich Al Yom. I think you say the Baruch Priya Gafen first. Why? Shahayayin Gorem Likadusha Shate Amer. You would not be saying Kiddush if you didn't have wine.
Friday night, when you
Isn't Kiddush a mitzvah d'oraisa?
Wouldn't you say it a chal if you don't have wine
grapes? Well, midrabanan. But isn't kiddush a mitzvah daraisa anyway? Because you're already yotze kiddush in davening, right? Davar acher, another explanation Beisil has, and this is probably the one you would have guessed right away. Why bar priyagafen before? Whenever you have to decide two things, which one do I do first? What rule do you follow? So davar acher, birch sayayin tadira, u birch sayomena tadira. Bar priyagafen happens all the time. Kiddush, less so.
Tadir v'sheinu, tadir, tadir kodem. Yes, but...
One second, we'll get to it. V'alacha k'divir Beisila. And the halacha is like Beisila, says the Braisa. First, the Gemara just clarifies. My davar acher, why does Beisila need a second reason? Here's why. V'chite ma'asam tatiyach chada. You might say, well, Beishamai's got two reasons. Beisila's only got one, so maybe we should follow Beishamai. So, achanami tarti ninu. You should know Beisila's got two reasons also. Birch sayayin tadira, birch sayomena tadira, tadir v'sheinu, tadir kodem. And therefore, Valach de Beisila, we pass like Beisila. So ask Shrier and the Pnei Yeshua, Nu, say the Kasha now.
What about the fact that you wouldn't say the Bracha on Yain before Hamotzi?
Oh, I thought you were going to ask something else, so maybe hang on to that one for a second. The Kiddush that you recite, Kiddush, Doraisa or Drabbanan?
Friday night is Doraisa.
Doraisa. Bari Priya Gafen. Daraisa Drabanan. Do we say Tadir Vishenu Tadir Tadir Kodem to allow a Drabanan to come before a Daoraisa? So Pnei Yeshua says no. And therefore this Kiddush must only be Midrabanan. How come the Kiddush is only Midrabanan? You already said Kiddush in Tefillah in Shul.
What about the fact that you're being Motzi a woman?
She already said Good Shabbos, or also David. Says the Mitzpah Esan in the back of the Gemara, it's not so clear that you're Yotze Kiddush in Shul. It could be that you need to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim to be Yotze Kiddush. It could even be, according to one sheet in Rishon, Kiddush Alakos is Doraisa. So it could be that Kiddush is Doraisa. And still we're saying that Yayin comes first because Tadir v'sheinu tadir tadir kodem. Seems to be a very important issue over here. Do we apply tadir v'sheinu tadir tadir kodem when the more tadir thing is the less chashuv, right? It's only derabbanan, it's not, and the less tadir thing is daraisa. Main point number four. Beishamai's two reasons for kiddush before yayin is that wine causes the kiddush? The day causes the wine, and the day came first. Basil's two reasons for yayin first is that yayin causes the kiddush, and yayin is tadir.